I'm Jonathan Bastian, and welcome to the Midweek Reset from Life Examined on KCRW. One of the hardest things in life is knowing when to quit. It could be a relationship, a job, a financial enterprise, or a habit. As it turns out, humans are really good at holding on to things and not so great at knowing when to let go. For example, think of how many people you know who are stuck in bad relationships or jobs, but unwilling to take action. Writer, researcher, and former professional poker player Annie Duke is on a mission to help us get better at quitting. And she says this process starts by asking one key question.
I think to really get to the heart of the matter, when I'm talking to people who are in relationships, and also actually, interestingly enough, when I'm talking to people who are employers who have these same kind of problems about letting employees go, about having to lay people off, I'll say to people in relationships, well, I understand, like, it's usually they'll say, what if I don't find somebody new? What if I get into a new relationship and I'm unhappy? Okay, but you're miserable in the relationship that you're in, and you've gone to couples counseling, and you've done the work. You've tried to make it better, and you have the information that you need to know that this is not working out. So, you know, that it's that focus on what if it doesn't work out. And what I'll generally try to refocus to them is, imagine you're alone. Imagine that over the next 6 months, you're just alone. Do you think you'll be happier than being in this relationship? And it's amazing, you know, when people are in that state, once you say that, they kind of realize, oh, wait, no, I would be happier alone. So instead of focusing on what if I get in a new thing, it doesn't work out, I say, no, just forget about that part. Just like, if you're alone, are you happier? And you can do that. I do this with employers also, where I say, imagine that you didn't have somebody in that seat. Would you be better off as a company if there was nobody in that job? And it's very often the case that they would be better off, because the person who's underperforming is acting as a blocker. They're generally creating resentment on teams and so on and so forth. And once I sort of refocus them to that, don't worry about the losses associated with a new hire. Don't worry about the losses associated with a new relationship. Just think about, what if you were alone? And I think that can help us to kind of get over that, to focus on the opportunity that we're missing out on.
What I appreciate about this idea is the degree of clarity Annie Duke has, and how she keeps us in the present and not the future. Because I think she's right. When we contemplate breaking up with someone, our minds immediately skip ahead to the prospects of finding someone new, which is filled with its own anxiety. And that anxiety can paralyze us into inaction. When really, the first step, and maybe the most important step, is just sitting with the idea of quitting something for our own immediate benefit, and not for what we would replace it with. That's it for the Midweek Reset from Life Examined. I'm Jonathan Bastian. Take care.